This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In addition to the Justice Department's reports on Ferguson, Missouri, there was also a report in the last week from a presidential task force on the subject of 21st century policing. Getting law enforcement wrong, as we know, has fatal consequences for civilians and police. Getting policing wrong is also expensive. One watchdog group found that Chicago paid out more than $500 million over a 10-year period. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
Scandalously bad policing is John Lovey's bread and butter. He runs a for-profit law firm in Chicago with 25 attorneys built on big wins in police misconduct cases.
We like to say it's a non-depletable good in justice. You know, there's a million cases out there where people had their rights violated or wrongfully convicted or falsely arrested.
What's tough is winning those cases, which can take years and lots of upfront investment.
This is not for the faint of heart because you don't get paid unless you win.
So, having lawyers who are willing and able to take those cases on and win them, that's one variable. Another is how a city responds to lawsuits. For years, the city of Chicago had a not quite official no settlements policy. And that might scare away some potential plaintiffs, but defending cases that are clear losers, that's expensive. Juries hand out more than lawyers would settle for. And
then the attorney gets reasonable fees on top of that. And many times, that's much more than the actual jury verdict.
That's Lou Ryder. He's a law enforcement consultant and former deputy chief of the Los Angeles Police Department. He consulted with plaintiff's attorneys in an infamous Chicago case. An off-duty cop beat up a barmaid in front of a security camera. The video went viral. The city refused to settle. The jury awarded the woman $850,000, and the court gave her attorneys more than twice that amount. Ryder thinks the city could have saved itself a lot of money.
Initially, they probably could have settled that for maybe $200,000-$300,000.
The city of Chicago didn't comment for this story, but plaintiffs' lawyers say Chicago's policy has shifted since Rahm Emanuel became mayor in 2011. Andrew Schrader is a reporter for a local watchdog group called the Better Government Association. He tallied up that $500 million tab. Here's how he describes the city's new strategy.
They identify a case where they were clearly in the wrong. They are trying to settle that early on before, you know, it results in an expensive judgment.
Chicago's not alone in facing these expenses. The Rampart police scandal cost Los Angeles an estimated $125 million. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.